station.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you. My name is Tobe, and meine Messer is Throat mit Blut. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. It's 1930 UTC, and it occurs to me, what day is today? Isn't today Kennedy Death Day? Isn't this Assassination Day? Or was that yesterday? See, I always think it's the 23rd, thanks to Robert Anton Wilson. But now that somebody might have to look this up. I think Kennedy's assassination was actually November 22nd. So we missed it. So, I don't know, happy Assassination Day? Or not, depending on, you know, what your last name is, I suppose. It's a very windy day today. It's too cold to go outside. It's about 37 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what? About 2 or maybe 3 degrees Celsius. And it's not that it's too cold. You know, that's not too cold to be out. I can be out for half an hour running around in these kind of temperatures. But no, not in this wind. And I'm not concerned with wind chill so much as I'm not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to hear anything. All you're going to hear is wind noise and clipping. And nobody wants that. So, I'm sitting indoors today and I don't have anything to do. That's not entirely true. I kind of need to go to the store. But I don't want to deal with the wind. Maybe I'll wait until tonight. Maybe I'll wait until the sun goes down. And then I'll head out. Go out to the store. I don't even know what I need. I need food. But I don't even know what I feel like eating. I have not been in a good food mood recently. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. It's just the stress. The stress has eaten me up from the inside, but that's neither here nor there. So what are we doing now? What are we going to do today? I don't know. I'm actually sitting here in front of my television. So we better go through all my favorite channels to see what's on TV. So we're going to go way up into the 1000 range. Yeah, car show, but not the car show that I like. This is something dumb. You know, there's a lot of car shows. Basically, they're all Pimp My Ride. And so everybody's getting old classic cars and fixing them up and making show cars or whatever. That's about the extent of all car shows. But there is one car show I like. It's called Wheeler Dealers. And it's British of some sort, presumably English. And there's two guys, Ed and Mike. And Mike goes out and buys a car, and Ed fixes it up. But the cool thing about this show is that it's not a Pimp My Ride show. They don't pimp cars. They just, you know, get nice cars and they fix them up and make them nice. They don't make them pimpy. They don't make them hoary. They just make them decent. And so I like to watch it. I'm not sure why. I don't trade in cars or anything, but I like that guy, Ed. I like Ed because he has the coolest t-shirts. And I like to wear t-shirts. And I like good t-shirts. And he has good ones. So I always turn to this channel to look for Ed. Ed China, the Englishman who fixes cars. He's pretty cool, but he's not on right now, so we're going to flip up one channel to channel number 1295, and guess what's on? Fantasy Island, that's right, with Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Villachez. Oh, I love Ricardo Montalban. He's the coolest. All right, so we can forget about these channels and go down to 222, which is actually 216, which is one of my sports... Oh, yes! Which is one of my sports channels. And guess what's on? I'm happy. So you know it's something good. That's right. Bundesliga. Yay, Bundesliga. Who's playing? The game isn't actually on. It must be at halftime because I'm seeing commercials. And it's Bayer Leverkusen and Leipzig. Oh, and you know what? Doesn't Leverkusen play next week in the Champions League too? I like Bayer Leverkusen because I like Chicharito. And as you may or may not know, Chicharito is pretty much the big Mexican football star. And he was recruited by Manchester United. Manchester United used him for a while, but then, you know, Manchester United's been having all of these manager problems and shakeups, and he got lent out to Bayer Leverkusen. And I don't know if he is still on loan or if he has been transferred to Bayer Leverkusen. I don't care. I just like to watch Leverkusen. But the game's not on, so, well, I guess we better check these new channels real quick. Kid stuff. Oh, this is a funny movie. On, I don't know what this... This is one of the new channels, IFC. And there's this movie called... Oh, no, this isn't the movie. This is the... That I like. This is the... I think this is the stupid sequel. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Who can tell? Crank. High Voltage. I kind of like it. Because I like that one girl in it. What's her name? Her name is... I cannot come up with it. It's something like Ling Bao Bao, but that's not it. It's... I feel stupid. I like her. She's really funny. I hear she's crazy as hell in real life, which is too bad. Okay, so we're flipping down. We're going through the religion channels here. Religion, 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 religion. But it's all white people religion. And here's The Outer Limits and Empire of the Sun. Oh, this is a pretty good movie. I've seen it a few times with Christian Bale as a child. If you want to see Christian Bale acting when he's 12 years old, Empire of the Sun is for you. Yeah, here's the horse opera channel. I'm not a big horse opera guy. So now we have to go down to my other sports channels. Sports, 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 sports. Oh, we've got to see what's on that. Nope, nothing's on there. Okay, go down to sports. Oh, I gotta check that channel. No. And let's see. Here's the Hallmark channels. Here's another Lacey Chabert movie. Lacey Chabert is like the queen of Hallmark. That and her and what's that chick's name? She used to be on Full House. She was Uncle Jesse's girlfriend slash wife. And I can't think of her real name. She's also the queen of Hallmark Channel. All Hallmark Channel movies, the female lead is either played by... What's her name? Uncle Jesse's wife. What the hell is her name? I cannot think of it. Or... Lacey Chabert. Alright, so scroll down. Okay, finally, some sports channels. Fox Sports 1, what is on? NASCAR. Looks like they're qualifying for the big NASCAR race this weekend. I think the last race is this weekend. I'm not sure. So they gotta qualify, and they're in Florida, and it looks nice there, but it's windy. Just as windy as it is here. It's 78 degrees in Homestead, Florida. That's nice. Okay, yeah, they're qualifying the trucks. I really don't need to watch them qualify the trucks. I like to watch them qualify for the Sprint Cup Series. So we go down to... My next sports channel. Oh, and it's the stupid car auction. Oh, I hate the car auction. Put on some damn football. Okay, so now I gotta check my Spanish language channels because, well, you know, football plus Mexican chicks are caliente. And I love telenovelas because they're so funny. and they help me learn Spanish. And there's one on right now, but I don't know which one. This is not one of the ones I watch. And here is the war channel. There's some wars going on. And normally I will watch war channels, but I don't feel like watching war right now. And now I'm on Telemundo. What is on Telemundo? Casa Cerrado, which might mean case closed or closed house. I'm not sure, but it's one of those judge shows, except it's in Espanol, por favor. And I don't watch this, but there's a little thing in the corner that tells me that Don Francisco has a new show called Te Invita, which I think means Don Francisco invites you. And I like that guy. He's pretty awesome. If I could hang out with two guys that I see on these channels all the time, it would be Don Francisco y Andre Cantor. Andre Cantor, of course, being the man who coined the phrase, "Goal!" Whenever anybody scores a goal during a football game. So, he's one of my heroes. So we'll go away from that channel. Here's the animal channel, but there's no animals on it. And then news. I don't like news channels because they're all just mad, angry people. They're not showing any news. Here's another car show. They're pimping cars. Here's a house show. Here's news. I don't like news channels. I don't want to hear any news because there's never any good news. There should be a good news only channel. I might watch that. Here's the food channel, and I cannot watch food channels because it makes me want to eat food. I don't want to eat this food, though. Guy Fieri and Emeril are eating what would appear to be some kind of seafood po' boy. That is not for me. And now I'm on the Science Fiction Channel, which is, I don't know, showing vampire or zombie crap. Nothing on music channels. Let's check my cartoons. What's on my cartoon channel? It says programming not available, but now that I see it, it is Gumball. I kind of like this show. It's pretty crazy. I just like the idea that a cat and a fish are like brothers and they do crazy stuff. That is for me. How do I be on this show? I guess you gotta be a cat or a fish. Here are more reality shows. More reality shows. What's on the Disney Channel? Nothing. What's on this sports channel? Big 12 Showcase with the Longhorns. Texas American football. That's fun if you're Texan. And then we got, of course, the ubiquitous South Park. There's always South Park on. I have no interest. And then, of course, here's the Matrix channel. There's always a Matrix movie on. And if by chance you're going through all your cable channels and you're saying, hey, there's no Matrix movie on, that's because there's a Bourne Identity movie on. And my favorite catchphrase is, there's always a Star Wars. Meaning, odds are good you're watching Star Wars on TV, too. Here's the Weather Channel. Yay! Look, there's no weather where I live. Just coldness. There's the name of my town. Doo-doo-doo! They should have an arrow that says, Tobe, you are here. And here's a news channel where I'm seeing that the Pope is going to name 17 new cardinals tomorrow. Yay! Is that good? I guess. I don't know. I don't know much about Pope stuff. I always, you know, enjoy Pope cars, and I like that guy's hat. You know, I like it when people have hats of office. We don't have that anymore. You know, nobody wears hats anymore. Well, except for hipsters. But there needs to be more hats of office. You know, like if you're the president, you have to wear the president hat. And it's a hat. And it's kind of big. It's kind of obnoxious. The only person who wears any hat of office is pretty much Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. And I like her. She always has awesome hats. You never see her wearing crowns, though, which is her, you know, technical government hat. That's her hat of office. That is her prestige hat. I think all the bosses of companies should wear boss hats. And if you're working, you need to be wearing that damn hat. Ooh, look at this. Now we got Harry Potter. Oh, and it's one of the good ones. It's one of the early ones. As a matter of fact, I think this is the first one, is it not? Yeah, just started. It's only 7 minutes in. Harry Potter, Harry Potter. Everybody loves Harry Potter. And then, let's see, we got nothing else on here. Scrolling down. Catfish, the TV show. But if you watch it, it's not actually about catfish. You know, I would watch that. I would watch... You know what there needs to be? There needs to be a trout show. You know, there's always... Whenever you're watching, like, fish shows, it's either this stupid catfish show, which has nothing to do with fish, or if you're actually watching fishing, it's some kind of tournament, and it's always, like, Bassmasters. You never, ever see, like, a trout show. I don't understand why that is. That's the show that I want to watch. Catch some trouts. Okay. Being as I can't watch fish, I'm now looking at SpongeBob. SpongeBob SquarePants. He's eating lima beans. Okay, whatever. And then there's CNN. And it's on commercials, so I have no idea what the news is, other than the Pope is appointing 17 new red hats. And the Pope needs to appoint me a hat. I need to get some kind of hat. What kind of hat would I wear? I don't know. Something cool. I would never wear a baseball hat. I might wear a cowboy hat. I'm not a cowboy, but sometimes I think about getting a cowboy hat because they're very practical. The only reason I don't have a cowboy hat is because I have a giant head to, you know, encase my enormous brain. So I have a hat size of like 8 3/4. 8 3/4. Yeah, good luck finding any hats over about 7.5. So anyway, I do wear stuff on my head, but it's never hats. Hats, hats, hats. Okay, down to ESPN. Let's do some more sports here. Some kind of NFL show. They're not even showing football. It's just three guys standing around a monitor that shows two logos. Really? This is all you got? There's no sports going on anywhere in the world, so you got to show three guys standing around looking at logos? Are you... Est-ce que tu geste? Are you joking me? No. This is what they do now. You know what's even dumber? Are these TV shows that are just a camera pointing at guys doing a radio shows. There's like 10 of these shows now. I understand that these are cheap to make. But, you know, you claim to be a sports network. Show some damn sports. Go down to the next ESPN channel. Again, it's just three people sitting at a desk talking about, apparently, basketball. Yeah, don't show any sports or anything. Just show people talking about sports. God, are you kidding me? I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get rich. I'm going to start an actual sports channel. And it will show sports. And it will not show any people talking about sports. That will be a separate channel called People Talking About Sports. And then you can just watch people talk about sports. Although, let's face it, if I had, you know, that show, it would really just be, here's a bunch of British people talking about football. That is the show for me. Let's sit around and talk about football, because there's no football on, at least for another hour. Alright, so then we get down to the really questionable channels, like, here's the boy channel. It's called Spike TV. It's dumb. Then we go down one, and we have the girl channel, also called Lifetime. I never watch anything on either of these channels. And I don't watch this channel, or this channel. And now we're down to public access. Woohoo! I've played on that stage. And then pretty much everything down below channel number 22 I don't watch. Although that's not entirely true. Sometimes I watch, where's Iowa Public Television? That's like 19, 18, but I watch in the high def versions. So, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Not a damn thing! Ooh, it's going to get cold tonight. 24 degrees F. What is that in C? That's about, I don't know, negative 4 C. Just sort of pulling numbers out of my head. I'm not actually doing metric conversions because I don't do that. So yeah, there's nothing on TV as usual. So let's flip back up here to Fox Sports 2 so we can watch Bundesliga. Alles klar? Eric Damisar? Ooh, it looks like Leverkusen is up on Leipzig. It's 2-1. And it looks like it's kind of exciting. We're about 10 minutes into the second half now. And I hear loud noises outside my house. And they're doing more construction. Construction, la-di-da-di-da. Oh, yeah, I just remembered. I hate Leipzig. Come on, Leverkusen. I hate Leipzig. Or Leipzig. I'm not super good at pronouncing German. I fake it most of the time. They are a Red Bull team, and I do not like Red Bull-sponsored teams. I do not like this team. I do not like the American Red Bull team. I do not like the Austrian Red Bull teams. I do not like the Red Bull F1 team. Energy drinks. What a joke. I love this. What's the one? It's a 5-hour energy. They're really proud to tell you how much, you know, energy their energy drinks give you, except there are no calories, and they're proud of that. Well, if there's no calories, how is it an energy drink? Calories are a measurement of energy. And if your drink has no calories, then it gives no energy. Like water. It has no calories. Therefore, it does not give you energy. That doesn't mean you don't need it. But the truth is, every drink is pretty much an energy drink. If it is caloric, it is energetic. And this game got boring because some guy just went down and now he's limping off the field. And so they gotta stop the game. So I'm gonna scroll up and watch some of these wacky channels. What's on Nick Jr. HD? Oh, it's Dora and Friends. Yeah, awesome. Oh, and look at this. Here's a movie that I do enjoy. It's just starting, apparently. This is Pitch Black. This is the first Riddick movie. And the funny thing is, I don't like these movies because I think they're good. I like these movies because they're cheesy and bad. And Vin Diesel. I love the guy. He makes me laugh. Not when he's trying to be funny. But these terrible movies where he's this ultra tough guy, especially the Riddick movies where he's just super bad, he just cracks me up. He's a good scenery chewer. He should do more kids stuff, like Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is one of the greatest actors for children ever. Kids love that guy. And when you put him in kid movies, he is funnier than hell. What's that movie where he's the football player and he finds out he has a daughter? I can't think of the name of that. That movie is funny as hell. It is so good. It's a great movie. More Dwayne Johnson for kids. Also, more Vin Diesel for kids. He did a sort of a kids movie called The Pacifier, where he was like an ex-Green Beret or SEAL or some kind of Special Forces guy who was assigned to protect a guy and his family and the kids. It's basically Mr. Belvedere, but he's a soldier. It's a hilarious movie, too. That one girl's in it. Brittany Snow, she's in it, and there's a duck in it. And I love any movie with a duck in it. And it's not a cartoon duck. I hate Donald Duck. Cartoon ducks suck. Real ducks are awesome. They need to make more movies where there is a duck as one of the main characters. Kind of like The Pacifier with Vin Diesel. And that's a great movie. If you haven't seen The Pacifier, do it. It's a kid's movie, but it's fun. And it's hilarious. Especially if you like to, you know, see scenes with Girl Scouts beating up other kids. Highly recommend it. This is the part of this movie where, oh no, the ship's gonna fall apart. We're gonna crash on the planet. Blah, blah, blah. Look at our computer graphics. La da da di da. Yeah, so I think there needs to be more Vin Diesel for little kids. I don't know why little kids like him too, but who knows. Oh yeah, in other entertainment news, I saw a commercial on TV last night or the night before. Is it Fox or whoever's doing all these live musicals on TV? They're going to do another one. They're going to do Hairspray. And I don't like Hairspray. I liked the original Hairspray. I do not like the new musical Hairspray, but I'm glad that John Waters is getting money. That makes me happy. I feel bad that Divine is dead because Divine made all of these movies and made them for what they are. You know, the smash hits. But now that we have lost Divine, who did they get to be the mom? No, not John Travolta, like in the movie musical version. I thought that was a horrible, horrible casting choice, and I don't think he was all that good. He was okay, but he's no Divine. But in this version, they're going to have Harvey Fierstein, who I love, and I'm sure he will do the part justice. Although, in the movie version of the musical version of the movie, Christopher Walken was pretty good as the dad, but... will I watch it? Probably not. Kind of tired of Hairspray. I'm happy for John Waters. I'm glad he finally got to cash in. I'm glad that he's probably getting to eat decent food and having a decent life now. But, you know, I'm a bigger fan of his original work. Not all of this new derivative junk. John Waters, probably a genius. The people who are making money off of his genius, they are not geniuses. They are just cashing in. But that's just my opinion. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in again tomorrow right here on Anon Radio while you fatten yourself up during the mega gluttony holiday. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.